Tears may last for the night season, but joy comes in the morning. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, I just quoted a Bible verse, and it's in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, that tears may last for the night season, but joy comes in the morning. Look, I didn't make this stuff up. I didn't write this. I'm reading the Word of God. It was written thousands of years ago. And we are in the story of Esther. And the Bible says that, you know, when Esther and Mordecai faced real challenge, real problem, there's a guy called Haman. He was their enemy. He's like a type of the devil. He was trying to destroy them and the whole Jewish race. It was a really big trial they went through. But the Bible says in chapter 8 of Esther that the Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor. And in every province and city, wherever the kings commanded, the decrees came. The Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a holiday. Then many of the people of the land became Jews because fear of the Jews fell upon them. This is a story where tears lasted for the night season. Mordecai was really troubled by what was going on. Esther was really troubled. She fasted for 3 days and 3 nights. Mordecai and all the Jewish people were fasting and praying. They were weeping. They were mourning. They were in sackcloth. Mordecai was in sackcloth. He was being an embarrassment. You know, Esther's sending messages out to him. Mordecai, what are you doing? Unky, what's going on? You know, you're in the sackcloth and ashes in public. You look embarrassing. What's going on here? And he's like, you got no idea. We're about to be destroyed. It was a time of sadness. It was a time of tears. Hey, it's okay to shed tears. It's okay if you're going through a tough season. It's okay to not be okay. But what the Bible says is that tears may last for the night season. Yes, there may be a season of sadness and even depression, and you may have faced real trauma, real challenges. I have, we all have, we will. You know, Jesus said, in this world, you'll have trouble. But I'm here today to tell you what the Word of God says, that tears may last for the night season, but joy comes in the morning. And so I want to encourage you today, hang on. Stay strong. And you say, well, Andrew, I'm not doing great right now. You know, I am going through a season of depression. It's been a tough season. I've been through some real trauma. What do I do? Well, I want to encourage you, look to the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Do what you're doing right now. You're listening to the Word of God. You know, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is an interesting verse. Who for the joy that was set before him? In other words, he saw the joy that God had planned for him. He saw the purpose of God despite the situation he was in. The circumstance was bad. He'd been flogged, he'd been whipped, he'd been rejected by his friends. No one stood with him. Now imagine facing that alone. And it's one thing to face real challenges with other friends and people and family. It helps. It strengthens you. It encourages you. Well, Jesus faced it alone. It was awful what he went through on the cross. But the Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. In other words, we can get through our tough seasons if we focus on the Lord and focus on what God's plan is for us, what his purpose is for us, and what he says about us in the Word of God. You see, right now you may not feel joy. You may not feel any sense of joy or happiness or lightness or gladness like the Jews did. But if you focus on Jesus in the Word of God, not some Jesus you're imagining in your mind or you're trying to think what he's like, but you're actually reading the Word of God, that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus is the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. He's the one who rose again on the third day. He defeated sin. He defeated the devil. He defeated death on the cross. If you focus on him, according to what the Word of God says, you can endure and go through any tough season that you're going through right now because joy will come in the morning. Not because I'm saying it, not because I want it to happen, but because this is what God has promised all of us. Tears may last for the night season, but joy will come in the morning.